Craig, last night you said that you were looking for, what, 10 or 15% improvement in the fielding and bowling. Did you see that today?
A little bit. I just think, you know, I think they played reasonably well. They put our spinners under pressure. I don't think our spinners bowled particularly well. And they got themselves in a position where they were allowed to play like they did tonight. So, you know, all credit to them. I don't think we've been on, you know, top of our game with the ball this game. But, you know, we've got tomorrow to try and bat and save this game. So that's what we'll be focusing on tomorrow morning.
It's an amazing turnaround in this game because now all of a sudden they've got a 196-run lead. They've still got they've still got 3 weeks left if they want to carry on in the morning. It's an amazing turnaround.
Yeah, no, it is. Got to give them credit, as I said, the way they batted and took it to our bowlers, put us under pressure, and they've ended up in a fantastic situation.
Just goes to show, isn't it, if you occupy the crease, and I mean, only 2 wickets taken today. I mean, you must be disappointed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Everyone's pretty down. I think we tried our best, but we just weren't, you know, as good as we have been over the past two games today.
I mean, 2 wickets all day suggests the wicket's getting easier, and one or two people were sort of suggesting that, but we just heard Craig Overton and Roelof say that they think it's still playing the same way. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think Mason, you know, he's got a lot to do yet. He's still young. I think we just let the pressure off. We couldn't build pressure on him, and they just waited for the bad ball, and unfortunately it came. And Wayne is as well, you know, he's... Obviously, it's hard for him to come in, but I think he's bowled well in patches, but again, just gives the odd bad ball, which just releases the pressure and they don't have to take risks, whereas I think Somerset spinners were on us and at us all the time, and we had to take big risks to get the ball away. So I think that's the difference, really.
I know with Mason, he's still young, he's 19 years old, but I think there was so much excitement when we saw the balls turning on the first morning and that, and I don't know, he just doesn't seem to be quite on it at the moment. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, you're right. He is still young. He's still a very good bowler. I think, you know, he sees a turning pitch or second innings, and I think he puts too much pressure on himself. He's expecting to take wickets every ball. You know, that's a great thing, but, you know, he's got to learn to be patient and build maidens and, you know, tie batsmen down and let them make the mistake instead of trying to bowl a magic ball every ball. But, you know, he's still an excellent bowler. Loads of potential. He's, you know, he'll just get better and better. This is a great learning curve for him. So, yeah.
It was only a few weeks ago where he bowled that marathon spell of 50 overs against Surrey. I mean, that would have taken an awful lot of anybody. Do you think he's suffering a bit of a hangover from that or not at all?
No, I don't know. I doubt it. You know, this time of year now, we're out of, you know, the one-day stuff, so it's all about four-day cricket, and it's how it should be. You play a game, and then you have a decent amount of time rest, and you can practice, you can work on things, and go again. So we've got another few days off for the next game. So, yeah, we had a fair bit of time off in between last few games, so... Yeah, I'd be very surprised, but you don't know. He's very young. You don't know how it affects these youngsters, really.
Just finally, it's going to be a tough old day tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. No doubt about it. We've got to bat extremely well. Someone just needs to hold their hand up and try and be 130, 140 not out at the end of the day. And, so hopefully that will happen.